Recently, Kent County Council said that it was no longer going to be able to accept anybody arriving as an unaccompanied asylum seeking child. We actually have a lot of sympathy with Kent County Council on this issue. I don't think the numbers of children coming to the country are a crisis for us. I mean, it's certainly a crisis if you're one of the young people in a boat. But in terms of this country, we're talking about some hundreds of children, and it's numbers that we can absolutely deal with. But it is a lot for one local authority to effectively look after. And that's just with simple capacity issues like having enough college places for all of those young people. And we think that this is not a problem. Sometimes this is described as a burden, but it's not. It's a tremendous responsibility. But these young people are incredible bundles of potential. They're going to be of huge benefit to whatever communities they are placed in. It's only fair that actually that we share out that amazing potential and make sure that, but it has to be funded properly. That's really, really important. And what we are saying is that central government need to fund it properly because it costs money to look after young people, whatever background they're from, if you want them to reach their full potential. And we want to see these young people achieving all that they're able to achieve. And we think that they are a tremendous asset to our communities. In Kent, I see young people that I've been working with for, I mean, I've been with CRAN for 6 years. So there are people that were 15 when I first started working, they're 21 now, and they are working on NHS in the NHS in hospital wards. They're working in care homes. They're working in vaccination centres. They are absolutely many of them on the COVID front line, and I cannot emphasise enough what a huge asset they are to us.